Sally Bradshaw is a Republican strategist who has worked on state and federal campaigns for more than two decades.
I'm currently working with Speaker-designate of the Florida House, Will Weatherford, and the Republican House Campaign Committee, and I have worked in the past as the Chief of Staff to Governor Jeb Bush and managed two of his three campaigns.
Bradshaw says for Libertarian-leaning Ron Paul to have had a shot at the Republican nomination, he would have had to carry the majority of five states during the primary. And though he didn't, he and his vocal supporters have still managed to get some of his ideas incorporated into the Republican Party platform.
There's a heavy focus on the U.S. Constitution, which is a new section of the platform. There's the discussion of putting together a panel on the gold standard. So I think you've seen a real effort by the Romney campaign.
But that's not good enough for some of Ron Paul's Florida supporters. David Foster of Tallahassee is hoping to carry on Paul's legacy after he retires next year with his grassroots group called Liberty Avengers, which tries to help elect candidates with similar platforms. He says Romney's last-minute compromise feels like pandering, and he and fellow Paul supporters will not get behind Romney.
The thing that frustrates me the most is they have an opportunity right now to expand the Republican base. And so it's almost as if they're trying to throw the election because they're not embracing this young movement of people that has come forward.
But one longtime Republican Florida lawmaker, Senator Mike Fasano, says there's always going to be some disagreement about candidates within a party, and he applauds Romney's inclusiveness.
It's important that the party open up their tent to all different types of suggestions and recommendations from people that are Republicans.
That's especially needed right now within the Florida Republican Party, he says. Fasano has served in both state chambers for the past 18 years, and he'll be returning to the House of Representatives next session. This year, he and a handful of other Republicans diverged with the Senate Majority Party when they voted against one of the party's priority bills, which would have turned over 11 state prisons to private companies.
And the president of the Senate, who happens to be a Republican, remove me as a chairman because of that. That's not what we want as a party. We should welcome everyone who has an idea.
And further highlighting a division in his party, Fasano says some Republican lawmakers seem to consistently vote based on the goals of the conservative Tea Party, which backed political newcomer Rick Scott for governor in 2010. But he's encouraged by what he sees as more independent-thinking Republicans who are now stepping in to lead the Florida legislature.
People like Will Weatherford, who will be the Speaker of the House come November, future leaders, people like Richard Corcoran and Jack Latvala, they just don't follow based on this is what this particular group wants you to do. And I believe that is a good thing for our party.
And Sally Bradshaw says, overall, the Florida Republican Party is a uniform group with similar goals.
The Tea Party, to their great credit, has refocused our party in some ways on the issues that matter. We believe in less government. We believe the tax dollars we send to Tallahassee and to Washington should be spent wisely.
And with about 25 years' experience on campaigns, she says she's rarely seen her party so unified as they are right now around defeating President Barack Obama in November. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.